Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architects. How are you doing today, Kermit?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for agreeing to be with us. I guess you're up in the Boston area right now. Is that right?
I am.
Okay. So you've been the chief economist with AIA for how many years?
13 years now. I began in 1995 and had a chance to see a few construction cycles over that time.
Okay, good, because that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. We're talking to you because of the recent news that just came out that actually the index is not doing very well. It's actually fell more than 6 points, and it's now standing at 41.4, or it was in September, and a reading below 50 indicates that there's a decline in billings. Is that right?
That's exactly correct.
All right, so Give us a little perspective of this versus, is this the lowest it's been in a while? Or?
Well, let me, and also just to make sure that your listeners understand what this is we go out to a group of U.S. architecture firms, about 500 every month. We talk to the same 500 every month, and we ask them about business conditions at their firm, and we index that up. And exactly as you said, it's centered around 50, so if we got a score of 50, that would mean as many firms are seeing business increase as are seeing a decrease. Any number below 50 indicates that we're seeing overall a decline in activity at firms. Now, this number has been really very weak since the beginning of the year. Every monthly score since February has been below 50. The 41 is just about mirroring some scores we saw very early in the year. The February and March numbers were also in this range, and then grew a little bit to the mid 40s. But with the problems we're seeing in financial markets now, dipped again, as you said, in September, which is the number we just released this week. So looked like they were starting to stabilize a bit. We were starting to think a little bit about when we might see a recovery on the design side, and then therefore a recovery on the non-residential construction side, but it looks like that's going to be put off a while given the recent developments and given the recent weakness we're seeing in the economy, both nationally and internationally, and particularly on the financial side, on the credit market side.
So this is not a horrible number, but it's just it's a negative indicator that there's not going to be any growth anytime soon.
I think that's the way to read it. We're now sort of 8 straight months of decline. I think we've been running this index since late 1995. The late 90s were a period of pretty strong growth in the market. We saw a pretty substantial recession beginning around 2000 in non-residential construction that lasted 3 or 4 years, and I don't think this one is going to last that long. But starting out as a pretty significant contraction in activity, and so we're going to be watching it closely and seeing when it does start to pick up again. As I say, there were some positive signs out there through the summer, but it's taken another dip now. And quite frankly, we encourage firms that are responding to tell us a little bit about what's going on there. And this month, we were particularly asking about problems that they were seeing in ongoing projects related to financing, and we got an awful lot of them that responded that projects they were working on, they were told to slow down, they were told to stop work for the time being, a few cancellations, just as their clients, the project owners, are having a lot of problems getting financing for these projects, or just a few wrinkles that were entering into the system. They may have gotten a verbal commitment, they may have thought that everything was okay, and they're finding from their lenders that things may not be okay. So a little bit of catch your breath, a little bit of let's see how things shake out. Once we get through this rough patch in terms of financial markets, but it's certainly the bottom line is it set the industry back, and it set any recovery back a while. Some more problems to work through here.
What is the lag generally between activity on the design side and when you actually see things under construction?
Yeah, well, what we say is the lag is 9 to 12 months. You see a downturn in design activity, 9 to 12 months later, you're going to see a downturn in construction activity. If you do the math on that, and I mentioned that the you know, we just started to see these numbers begin to weaken in the beginning of the year. We're just really starting to see that now in the construction side. The construction numbers, if you're looking at the government numbers, which match, which monitor ongoing construction progress, those actually have been pretty strong, and we're just starting to see them weaken a little bit now. So it's really telling us how long we're likely to see weakness in the, you know, in the construction sector. And I think our billings index is saying, you know, like I said, 8 months and counting now, that, you know, before they can expect to see much of a recovery. But, you know, there's no sign that this has hit bottom yet or this is ready to recover. So it's very much and counting, I think, before we can expect to see a recovery.
And, Carmen, you can imagine we're talking to the flooring industry, so that one of the last things that the building does is put its floors in. So.
Well, I think you're making a good point that, yeah, depending where you're on the cycle, if you're doing foundation work, you know, you're seeing that a lot earlier, structural steel. But, yeah, flooring is probably pretty close to the tail end of the process. I'm guessing flooring folks are probably seeing reasonably, you know, or at least not on the non-res side, seeing pretty good conditions out there. But, yeah, there certainly are some very, very solid signs that that's going to be easing in the months ahead.
Yeah. Well, one of the comments I want to pick up on you made a few minutes ago was that you don't think that this dip is going to be as bad as the one in the early part of this decade. What gives you that feeling?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of the optimism in me, but part of it is, I think, if we look at what was the condition of the non-residential construction industry in the late 90s heading into that last recession, and what was the condition of the non-residential construction industry, you know, through 2007, early 2008, and I think they were really very different industries. You know, late 90s, heading into the 2000 downturn, we had a real overbuilding frenzy going on. This was the heart of the dot-com bubble. A lot of construction activity, a lot of speculative construction activity. I remember very well of firms that were leasing up space in anticipation of future growth. You know, gee, we're growing 10, 15, 20% per year. Why don't we lease up another 30, 40% space from what we need, and that'll make life easier as we grow over the next few years. I don't think, you know, many people were hearing anything like that during this upturn. It was a very a measured and controlled expansion from 2004 to 2007. There was almost no speculative construction activity out there. If you look at the fundamentals of the market, like office vacancy rates, like retail rents, like hotel occupancy rates, and other indicators in the commercial sector, they were all, you know, pretty healthy. And so, you know, the problem now is not an overextended construction market. The problem now is a weak economy and a very weak financial sector. So, you know, we're going to see a pause until the economy recovers, until the construction or the financial markets get themselves in order. But we don't have a huge inventory to work off once the recovery begins. And that's very different from what we saw in the recession earlier this decade.
Actually, this is pretty good news. You know, we also cover the residential side of this whole business. And, you know, it's going to be quite some time probably before we see a recovery on the residential side.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And all the things I just said about non-residential are really, you know, 180 degrees from the residential side. The residential side was tremendously overbuilt. They have a huge inventory overhang now that they need to work off. And I think, you know, that's going to be a problem. Even when you start to see some, you know, some increase in demand on the residential side, we've got, you know, 6 to 12 months literally of inventory that needs to be worked off before we need any more production. So that's very much in contrast to what we're seeing on the non-residential side.
All right, let's go a little deeper for just a second. I think you also look at this market both geographically and by sector. So do you have any information around what pockets of the country are stronger than others, or perhaps which sectors, and by sectors, you know, hospitality, education, healthcare, corporate, retail? Do you have any information about
that? Sure. Well, let me start with the regional side. Yeah. And we were seeing some reasonably good numbers recently coming out of the Midwest. That was the region that was started to see this downturn the earliest, and therefore some hope it might see the recovery the earliest. And then we are also seeing some reasonably good numbers coming out of the South. And I think what was supporting a lot of those stronger numbers in the South was really the South Central states, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, agricultural Midwest, sort of the commodity-based economies, oil in Texas and agricultural commodities up through the lower Midwest, where the economy is really quite healthy and folks are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
With the downturn we've seen over the last couple months with the concern of the financial markets, it's kind of leveled the playing field, and all regions of the country are, you know, reporting, you know, conditions of about the same level, and they're all reasonably weak. So can't really point to anything other than a very few isolated spots across the country that are seeing healthy conditions now. In terms of the construction sectors, we do categories a bit broader than you mentioned. We basically look at the market by residential, commercial, industrial, and commercial would be things like office, retail, hotel space. Industrial would be manufacturing and related distribution facilities. That's one side, and the other side would be what we call the institutional category. That's healthcare, education, government buildings, cultural facilities, basically anything that has a public or nonprofit owner is in that category.
Yeah.
The residential market, no need to go into much detail there. That's been very weak and continues to be very weak.
Mm-hmm.
The commercial industrial market began to, it was very strong last year and began to turn the beginning of this year and turned quite sharply. That's really was what was bringing down our overall index number, was some pretty significant weakness on the commercial industrial side. The institutional market, as is often the case, was holding up very, very well. In fact, we had not seen a number below 50 in that index until late in the summer, until getting into July and August. Those sectors tend to be a little more stable. They tend to be a little bit later in the cycle, and I think there was hope even as recently as 3 or 4 months ago that with a fairly modest cycle here, we actually might get through, the institutional sector might get through without even seeing a downturn. I think we probably eliminated that possibility now, because it looks like this, the weakness in the economy is going to be a little more significant than we thought it might be a few months ago. Coupled with the fact that it's now starting to hit state and local government. You hear more and more governments talk about shortfalls and delaying bonding programs and things like that. And on the nonprofit side, this hit that we've seen in the stock market has really, really hammered some of the endowments that these institutions were using to fund this. So I think it's unfortunately, I think we're going to see the institutional markets begin to hit too before we see a recovery here.
Well, I know you can't look at one day at people who look one day at a time are going to have a rough go. But I was noticed even today that and we're talking, I know this is going to run on Monday, but on Friday, I was nervous about what the market was going to do today, and actually it looks like it is going to be off a little bit today, but not quite as bad as it was in Asia.
Well, I understand that the market opened very weak and then recovered pretty quickly, from down 500 to down, 250 or 3 or something
right.
like that. But there's just tremendous nervousness out there. You can't find direction. No one seems to know what's up. And I think people are just kind of, sitting on their hands, sitting with their cash under their mattress, waiting for some signs that, things are going to recover here. And, it gets to be self-fulfilling after a while. More and more folks get nervous about where things are going, they pull their money out, and then it falls even further, and they say, well, gee, I was right to do that,
right.
Look how weak things are, and
it's
not clear what it's going to take to turn this around, but, a lot of current concerns, a lot of nervousness about future direction.
Well, but what you've told us today is a little bit encouraging. I mean, I hope you're right. I hope your optimism is well-founded, that this is, we did, as you well know, we went through quite a dip in the early part of this decade, and it'd be nice if we don't have to go through that again. So.
Yep.
All right, Kermit, I appreciate you spending time with us today. We've been talking to Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture, and also he is a senior research fellow at Harvard University. So you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.